The Tucson City Council and the Pima County Board of Supervisors will vote Tuesday on a new ordinance raising the age to buy nicotine products from 18 to 21 years old. The new law is aimed at preventing teenagers from getting older friends to buy vaping devices and traditional cigarettes. The vote comes as the Trump administration moves to ban all flavored e-cigarettes for sale in the United States. The Centers for Disease Control issued a warning last week about an outbreak of respiratory illnesses caused by vaping. At least 6 people have died, and more than 450 people have been hospitalized related to their use of vaping devices. Joining us now to talk about the proposed ban and the impact of outlawing flavored e-cigarettes as well is Dr. Bob England, Interim Director of the Pima County Department of Health. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great. Thank you for joining us. I want to start with just this ordinance in Pima County and what the Board of Supervisors is considering. From your perspective, why is this necessary?
This is an attempt to delay the onset of the use of nicotine products by young people, both legitimately for the 18 to 21-year-olds who now can purchase tobacco products. Many of those folks will be addicted and regret that decision just a few years later. So any delay we can get in people beginning to use tobacco and getting hooked on nicotine is a good thing. More importantly, probably, it makes it a lot harder for teenagers to get tobacco products from their older friends.
Right. And this is the same point that the Trump administration is trying to make by banning flavored e-cigarettes. What's your reaction to that announcement this week?
About time. Flavors have been used in e-cigarettes that appeal to very young people. And again, because of the nicotine involved, they then get hooked on those e-cigarettes. And we simply do not know what the long-term consequences of that are going to be. It's one thing, it surprises me that it took this acute outbreak with hundreds of people becoming acutely ill to drive that decision. What worries me much more is the long-term consequences of inhaling this stuff for decades that we will not understand until we get perhaps a whole generation of young people who have COPD in their 30s or 40s. This is a big deal.
So when you're looking at a ban in a county or some of the bans that have been similar in smaller cities or towns, what's the point of doing it piecemeal like that? Like, is there a big enough impact, I guess, in terms of doing it on a local level, or would you like to see this happen statewide or nationwide?
Well, a couple of points. Sure, I would like to see it happen statewide or nationally. It would be a lot better for it to be consistent. Having said that, if you look back at our own history in Arizona of clean indoor air, it took the cumulative pressure over many years of local ordinances beginning to ban smoking indoors for it to catch on to the point where it finally passed at the statewide level.
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we can here in lieu of the state or the feds taking action.
All right. That's Dr. Bob England, Interim Director of the Pima County Department of Health. Dr. England, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.